to Information Action Campaign Group, which has been mounting pressure on the powers that be to pass the bill into law, has given government a 10-day ultimatum to have the bill brought before the House before it goes on recess on Friday. The irony is that this could be a mirage because the bill is considered alien to this parliament and not on its current lineup. The interesting part of the RTI debate is that President Akufo-Addo pointed out at this year's independence anniversary that parliament will pass the bill before the Easter break, a position some have described as a misinformation of the presidency. Whatever twist or turns the RTI bill may take, anti-corruption advocates have criticized past and present governments of failure of possessing the wherewithal to pass the Right to Information Bill into law. The question is, will Ghana host this year's World Press Freedom Day in May without a Right to Information law? How about facilitating the work of the special prosecutor in fighting corruption without a Right to Information law?
Rebecca Ekpe. Meanwhile, Acting Public Affairs Director of Parliament, Kate Addo, has been explaining to Radio Ghana why the Right to Information Bill may or may not be passed before Parliament rises on Friday. She said current discussions on the RTI bill are all congestions. What citizens need to do is to be patient because both the executive and legislature are committed to the passage of the bill when it is laid before the House. Kate Addo spoke with Rebecca Igbe.
Nothing. It hasn't even come to Parliament.
It hasn't come to Parliament.
No.
But I thought that they said it will be laid before Parliament rises.
It hasn't been laid. It's just conjecture. Everything that's going on is just conjecture.
Why so?
I'm sure. It hasn't been laid. It hasn't been brought to Parliament.
But do you know why it hasn't been brought or laid?
No. You see, if a bill is not in Parliament, alien to Parliament, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, Parliament doesn't really have much to say about it. It was laid in the sixth Parliament. But we have something we call the inflection of time. When the time passes and nothing is done about it, the bill is alien to the next Parliament. So until it's laid in our Parliament, it's quite alien.
It's alien to Parliament, but I really don't understand why all this time this bill will not be passed. Kate, some people think that there's a lot of politicking. Do you feel or think the same way?
I wouldn't know. It was in the other parliament, likely to come to Parliament sooner than later. But as to the timelines, I will not be able to know why. Basically, we are expecting that you can tell from everybody's posture that once it's late, work will be expedited on it. Right, Honourable Speaker, the function mentioned, you know, some of the ingredients that he thinks should go into it. So I'm sure once the bill comes, Parliament will also, you know.
But obviously not before Parliament rises.
I do not know.
Okay, so there can be a miracle. Who knows? It could pop up.
Yes, it could.
I'm sure you are hearing about the countdown that's going on, that the action group, RTI action group, is doing a countdown till Friday.
There was something about it. The first minister also mentioned that once it comes to Parliament, where could be expected? So for us in Parliament, the issue is it's getting there.
So who is the one to make sure this gets there?
The Right Information Bill is like this. Any other bill that Parliament working on or Parliament works on, it will go through the same process that all bills go.
Yeah, some people think that they should have used the same urgency, whatever, that was used to pass the special prosecutor's bill, for example, to make that happen. Why has this not worked that way?
For us in Parliament, the process begins when it is leaked. So until that happens, know how Parliament can, and this is my personal opinion, we'll be conjecturing what should or what could happen. I think the thing for all of us to do that, once the executive is committed to bringing the bill, and Parliament is also committed to passing it once it arrives, we should all be patient and let it arrive. And then, like the first speaker said, once it arrives, work will go on quickly and then it will pass. Because like he indicated at the program, most of the amendments that need to be done were done in the last Parliament. So we are expecting that if it will be laid, it will be laid with those new provisions.
Acting Public Affairs Director of Parliament, Kate Addo, talking to Rebecca Igbe.
Still on the Right to Information Bill, a member of the RTI Action Campaign Group, Samson Ladi Ayeneni, has expressed disappointment at the delay in the passage of the bill. He disagrees with the Speaker of Parliament's claim that the bill has some loopholes. He said the bill defines how information can be accessed from public and private institutions which do business with state agencies. Speaking to Radio Ghana's Felix Kofi, Mr. Ayeneni said the president's statement on the eve of the independence anniversary that he is going to add meaning to Ghana's freedom by getting the bill passed has put his integrity on the line.
It's difficult for me to understand it is difficult for the RTI Action Campaign Group to understand why there may be any problem. We want to trust that when the president said he will have the bill laid in parliament and passed before parliament rises, and parliament is rising this Friday, the president had done his checks. The president has cabinet, so he knows the bill has been ready. In fact, First Deputy Speaker Jose Wusu has repeatedly emphasized that the bill has been ready. It is disappointing to hear the Speaker, Michael Quay, suggest that there is a problem with the bill that has to be worked on. His claim that the bill applies only to public institutions, and when it is passed in the form that it says, citizens can access information only from public institutions and not private. Mr. Speaker, read the bill in your hands again. Read sections 1, section 2, don't go beyond that. And you would find that accessing information to public institutions includes information from private organizations.
Mr. Ayenini said the bill is not only to empower the media, but ensure transparency and check corruption. He believes the bill can be laid before Parliament before it goes on recess on Friday.
This is a bill that will empower the citizens. And for those who think this bill is about the media, no, it's not about media. In your community, in your locality, if that road that was put up there a year ago, if that classroom building that was put up there a year ago, if that hospital that was put up there a year ago collapses or is washed away after the rain this year, you have every right to demand the information, and the person from whom you are demanding the information or the institution should not give it at their whim. They should not decide whether or not they want to give it, but they will have to give it on compulsion of law with specified timeline. Why should it be difficult for anybody? This bill is to empower us to ask you, how have you been spending our money? How exactly have you been governing on our behalf? Why should that be a difficulty? The 5th Parliament says to fail to pass it. The 6th Parliament says fail to pass it. This is the 7th Parliament. We want to take the President by his word. For those who are claiming they are loopholes, we know you are not being sincere and truthful. 22 years ago, the IEA did the first drug bill. Government did its bill, reviewed it in 2003, reviewed it again in 2005, reviewed it again in 2007, and then in 2010, we had an RTI bill. There is no law that has received more attention than this law. All the laws we are passing, even the Constitution has loopholes, we amend from time to time.
That was a member of the Right to Information Action Campaign Group, Samson Ladi Ayenini, talking to Felix Kofi.
In a related development, Vice President Baumia has hinted that Parliament will soon begin discussions and pass the bill into law. He said Cabinet has also approved the draft, adding that the RTI is critical in the anti-corruption campaign, stressing government's commitment to the fight against corruption. The Vice President said that it is the only way to give investors the confidence and peace of mind to make Ghana the preferred choice for business.
For many countries, including Ghana, corruption has become a curse that afflicts many. In fact, it is said that the worst disease in the world today is corruption. And there is a cure, and that cure is transparency and accountability. Between the rise and fall of many nations is the bridge called corruption. Ghana has taken cognizance of the mistakes of others. Since coming into office, President Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo has deployed some bold initiatives at curbing the corruption menace in order to assure the investing public of safety of their investments. A couple of weeks ago, Cabinet has given approval to the Right to Information Bill to be laid in Parliament for debate and approval, because it is very, very critical that we pass the Right to Information Bill. It is our hope that this will be an additional feather in our cap in the fight against corruption.
Vice President Muhammadu Bawumia.